All right, Vicki, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord, I'm glad to be here with you all this morning. This is Sister Vicki ministering from my location in Cleveland, Ohio. My prayer focus today is on strength. The Bible shows that the word strength represents that God is our source of power, our refuge, and help in times of our need. It gives us several references on strength, and I'm going to share a couple of scriptures with you this morning. The first one is Psalm 18, 1 through 3. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. In Psalm 46, 1 through 3, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, your word says that we are to rely on you for strength. In ourselves, we can do very little, Father. In you is where we find support, encouragement, and assurance. Lord, we sometimes find ourselves feeling hopeless, powerless, weak emotionally, and even physically. Sometimes we find it hard to get out of bed, hard to place our feet on the floor, worried about what the day will bring, or still worried about what we experienced yesterday. God, your word reveals that we are to wait on you with expectancy. You are a safe place, which means that we have a place of retreat and safety when we are afraid. You are a helper in times of trouble, which means that you are here for us in difficult situations. Situations such as natural disasters, battles of our mind and battles of our heart. And God, you are a helper at times when we feel persecuted or victimized by others. You are able to protect us, Lord, from feelings of anxiety. You are a source of new strength when we are weak and weary, Lord. You are a source of grace, and you cause us to be victorious in our situations. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to your purpose. But Lord, help us when that victory looks differently than our expectations. We're leaning and depending on you, Lord, in our weakness. Oftentimes we blame the negative things in our lives on Satan, the devil, the evil one, the enemy. But God, it is you that allows us to experience weakness. Your word tells us that you allow the weakness because in our weakness, we are forced to rely on your strength. Relying on you leads us to a deeper faith and greater opportunity for your power to be displayed through us. Lord, your word shows us how our weaknesses become a space for your grace to shine through us for others to see. Others are able to witness your strength through your grace that you extend to us. Our weaknesses also reminds us that we are not to just rely solely on our own abilities. Your word says that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So, Lord, when some of us feel weak or on those days that many may find it hard to lift our heads off the pillow, we will remember to look to you, and we will be mindful of you, Lord, as you give us strength to overcome what we're facing. We will lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help truly does come from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. Father, there are things we are to do in order that we may live in your strength. We have to participate in the process. We must put our trust in you, and we must respect you and your ways. Ways many times we don't understand, and to be honest, ways that we don't always agree with. But your ways are not our ways, but they are best for us. So, Lord, please strengthen us to accept your ways, to accept your way of strengthening us physically, mentally, and spiritually. Lord, I am reminded in Isaiah, where your word encourages the people to trust in you and to wait on you. Many of us today are weak in our spirits with grief. We're praying, we have prayers of salvation for a loved one, deliverance of a loved one from drug or alcohol. We're asking for physical healing, healing from anxiety or mental illness. We're asking for healing from our financial losses and other losses, loneliness, and many other things. We continue to trust you, Lord, because many times in our lives we have been able to testify, as it is written in Psalms 36. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Lord, when we're going through painful and difficult times, it's sometimes hard for us to remember that you brought us through or what you brought us from. We seem to have short memories of your strength and grace, even when we are petitioning for you for something that you've already blessed us through before. So forgive us for our short memories. We know that it is in you where we can find comfort, compassion, deliverance, and healing. Psalm says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So, Father, we continue to believe, praise, and worship you while we wait for your renewed strength in our areas of weakness. God, we repent for being the ye of little faith in those times when we feel weak and vulnerable. And today, Lord, we seal our hearts and our minds, and we yield to you our hearts and our minds. And we will do as your word teaches when it says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We will fight against the enemy, zapping our strength spiritually and mentally. So we choose today to not listen to the enemy or even to our own inner doubt, but instead we lift up to you the areas of concern that we have each day. We will trust, believe, and lean on your strength. God, we ask that you would take the hurt, pain, shame, disappointment, sorrow, grief, misery, strife, illness, and loneliness that some may be experiencing. Lord, replace it with your joy, your peace, your love, courage, knowledge, wisdom, and discernment. God, you are our hope, our all in all, our today and tomorrow. Thank you for being our strength when our minds are weak with anxiety, worry, doubt, fear, mental illness. Thank you for being our strength when our bodies are weak with physical pain, disabilities, or illness. Thank you for being our strength when our hearts are weak with loss of love, loss of relationships, loss of loved ones through death, loss of trust that we've had in others. Thank you for being our strength when we've lost sight of who you are in our lives and when we've lost sight of who we are to you. Father, thank you for Bishop and other pastoral leaders who are preparing your people to minister to the world of non-believers and believers. We are especially thankful for your blessing as we are being encouraged to minister from our location. Thank you that we are being strengthened to be a source of encouragement to one another, to build each other up, being empowered that we may bring hope and salvation to our family, friends, community, co-workers, even those across the world through means even such as social media. Help us remember that we may be the only Bible someone reads, the only Jesus some people see. I pray that we will each continue to be committed to study your word so that we will better be equipped to do your work as you will us to do, God. That through Jesus Christ, we will be strengthened and be pleasing in your sight. We pray that your people, us Christians, Jesus followers, will be emboldened to speak freely of your gift of life, which is Jesus. May we be emboldened all year, but especially during this Christmas season. May we share that not only was his birth a gift of life, but Jesus' death was also a gift of life, a gift of eternal life. for those of us who don't have a specific need of strength today, Lord. Let us be the strength that someone else needs today through you, Father. Let our light so shine that men will be drawn to you. Whether that strength is displayed by just being present with someone, by providing a service that someone needs through our personal life or through our job, whether it is through witnessing or praying for someone, whether your strength is shown by just simply living the life you call us to live in our Christian walk, may we display your peace, your joy, forgiveness, boldness and wisdom, witnessing, and charitable spirit that you've given us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. We praise God for his strength. Hallelujah. Thank you for that prayer. Sister Vicki, we glorify God for you. Thank you for being prepared and going on and praying and giving God the glory. But the prayer was very strengthening. We were praying for strength, and it strengthened me. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody else, but I know it strengthened me. I give God praise. Hallelujah. People of God, we're worshiping the Lord together this morning. Thank everyone for joining us. We give God praise. Hallelujah. He's holy. He's righteous. And he's wonderful, and we bless his name this morning. Hallelujah. I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to turn this portion over to our next prayer lead, which is Sister Pat. You can go for it, Sister Pat.
Good morning, everybody. My topic is eternal life. And I'm going to read some scriptures here. The first one is Romans 5:21. That as sin has reigned unto death, even so my grace reigns through righteousness into eternal life by Christ Jesus our Lord. John 17:2, that says, as thou hast given him power over our flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is the life, this is life eternal, that might know that the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Father, we thank you for eternal life. We thank you, God, for being our life, Lord. We draw strength, Lord, from your word, God. Lord, your word is meat indeed. Lord, let us hunger and thirst after the word of God, that we may draw nigh unto you, Almighty God. Lord, we thank you for your word, God. Lord, help us to be rooted and grounded in the word, Lord, that we are planted like a tree by the rivers of water, that we shall bear forth fruit, Lord. Lord, we thank you for being our lifeline. We thank you, Lord, that we drink, let us take the word of the Lord, God, and be planted like a tree, God, by the rivers of water, that everything we do shall prosper, God. We bless your name, God. Thy word is life. Life indeed. We drink the blood of Jesus and eat his flesh. We thank you, God, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your word is health to our body, mind, soul, and spirit, God, that we draw nigh unto you, Lord. Lord, let us love the Lord thy God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and spirit, Lord. Lord, let us love thy neighbor ask thyself, Lord, that we, God, could draw people unto you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus. He is our lifeline. That God said in his word that he wished above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. So is our soul prosper, God. Lord, let us meditate on thy word day and night, Lord. That we would be followers of Christ, Lord. Lord, we thank and praise you for Jesus. He is I am. I am ever what you need. He's more than enough, Lord. Lord, help us to keep our eyes on the cross, God. That we be planted in the house of the Lord, God. Lord, we thank you that your word is life. Your word is life, meat indeed, Lord. We thank you, God, for doing a new thing in us, Lord, that we draw nigh unto you, Almighty God, that faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, the evidence of things are not seen, that we cannot please God without faith. And we thank you, God, for godly faith, God. Lord, let us, Lord, draw nigh unto thee, God, that we lay at your feet, God. Lord, wash us, God, with your hyssop, Lord. Lord, let us look like you, God, inside out, Lord. That the people don't see us, Lord. They see you in us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. That Jesus is our lifeline. That we are the sons of God. Listen. Lord, let us walk in thy will, God. That your will be done in our life, God. Lord, we thank you for blessing us, Lord, with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. Lord, let us, God, walk in the newness of life, God. We are the sheep of your pastor, God. Lord, you said in your word, my sheep know my voice, and no other voice will we follow. Lord, let us be like the three Hebrew men, God. Shadrach, Meshach, Lord, and Abednego said, we will not serve no other God except the living God, that we might have life, life in you, Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for your word. Your word is life. Your word is meat indeed, God. Lord, let us seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else is added on unto us. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you, God, that we are the sheep of your pastor, God. Lord, let us draw nigh unto you, God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Lord, let us, Lord, seek your face, God. We are the sheep of your pastor, God. Let us look to the hills, Lord. From where cometh our help, that all our help cometh from the Lord thy God. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus, for blessing us, Lord, that we'll bless going in, bless coming out, Lord, that the blessings of the Lord God make us rich and add no sorrow to it. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. He is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want, Lord. Lord, let us live, walk in the light, God. For Jesus is the light. He is the light of the world, and in him is no darkness. We are followers of Christ. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord God that causes us to triumph in you, Christ Jesus. That greater that is he that is in me than he that is in the world, Lord. And greater works shall we do, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for being us, Lord. We are blessed. Blessed with the word of God that we eat the word of God and we drink your blood. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes us, that cleanses us inside out, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus. He is our very present help in the time of trouble. That we let us lay at the feet of Jesus, that he is our help, Lord, our very present help in the time of trouble. He is our help, Lord. And we thank you for blessing us, God, with all spiritual blessings, Lord, from on high by Christ Jesus. We are rooted and grounded in the word, Lord. Lord, we thank you that your word is life, is meat indeed, God. Lord, increase, Lord. And let us increase in faith and health and wealth in the word, God. And wisdom and knowledge and understanding and revelation knowledge, Lord. Lord, let us walk in thy will, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We thank you for doing a new thing in us, Lord. Lord, renew our mind and our strength, Lord. Lord, let us mount up with the wings of an eagle, God. Lord, let us keep our eyes on you, Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus. We thank you for eternal life, God. Life in Christ Jesus, that we grow in the grace and in the will and in the knowledge of you, Christ Jesus. Lord, that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord, God. We are soldiers, not babies. We shall win. We cannot lose. We are not defeated, that we are overcomers. That we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And greater that is he that is in me than he that is in the world, Lord. And greater works shall we do. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, order ourselves, Lord, in your word, God. And let not the iniquity, God, have dominion over us, God. That Jesus is the light of the world, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the light. Lord, let us walk in the light, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We thank you for blessing us. Blessed our going in, our coming out, our lying down, God. Lord, we thank you, God, that we are rooted and grounded in your word, God. Your word is life. Your word, God, is meat indeed, Lord. Lord, let us hunger and thirst after your word, God, that out of our bellies, Lord, shall flow rivers of living water. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus. He is the living word. And we are blessed with the word of the Lord, God. We thank you, God, for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that we might have life. Life in Christ Jesus. That he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. For the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes that we will heal, that we walk God in the newness of life, that we keep our eyes on the cross, God. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that brought us life. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us, God. We thank you for ordering ourselves, Lord, in your word, God. That we meditate on the word day and night, God. Thank you, Lord, for your son. That he who knew no sin became a sin offering for us. Not only for us, but for the entire world, God. That we might live unto him. We thank you for eternal life, God. In Christ Jesus. Lord, that we are nothing without you, Lord. In you, Lord, we move and have our being, God. We thank you, God, for your word. Your word is life. Your word is meat indeed, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, let us draw nigh unto you, God, that we might have life, eternal God. We thank you, God, for Jesus. We thank you, God, for blessing us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Pat, for that prayer on eternal life. We give God praise. Hallelujah. He died for us. He gave his son for us. He sacrificed his life for us. And he's given us eternal life. Hallelujah. A life with him. And we give God glory. Hallelujah. People of God, it's halftime. And so I do want to encourage you. Some of us may have to leave. We thank you for joining us this morning. But if you have to leave, make sure you go to our website, ekcministries.org. Sow your seed. You do that, and we can reach more people. You do that, and we can reach the masses. You do that, and we can help people turn their lives around. And so make sure you go to our website, ekcministries.org. You can give there. You can put in your prayer requests. You can even put in your testimony, your 1 minute or less GPS. You can put that in right there on our website, ekcministries.org. Or you can sow your seed at our Cash App, which is $ Bishop Eric Clark. All right, I'm going to turn this portion over to Sister Gail.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, praise God. And God bless each and every one of you on this Friday the 13th. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Our prayer focus today for this segment is God's rescue. Amen. God's rescue plan to save and set us free. Now, according to the Bible, being rescued by God is being saved. It means that a person's sins have been forgiven and they are in right relationship with God. So that is the good news of the gospel that we want to spread. And it is important for us to maintain a strong relationship with God. We want to draw strength from faith in times of hardship, and we want to trust God. Trust in his ability to deliver us from challenges. Amen. To rescue us. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, we just continue in prayer today, Lord, just thanking you thanking you for your goodness, Lord, to us, thanking you for your love, for your everlasting love. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies, Lord. And we always thank you, God, for your compassion that never fail us. Thank you today, Lord. We give honor to the name of the Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. And God, we say with the angels, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Hallelujah. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor that's due your name. And God, we know that you continue to rescue your people today from so many struggles. You deliver us from despair, from physical pain, pain of rejection. And you save us, Lord, from all kinds of struggles, anxiety, financial problems that cause anxiety, relationship struggles, abuse, addictions. You deliver us from natural disasters, from depression and homelessness, and just from all kinds of sickness, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. Your rescue plan just takes care of us all around. And Lord, you accomplish this through your rescue team. You have a team, God, those who follow after you, those who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord. We are your co-laborers. Amen. We are the rescue team. Thank you for that, Lord. And in 2 Peter 2 and 9, it says, if this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the ungodly from trials and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment. Amen. Father, so you have forgiven us. Our sins have been removed, and we are no longer guilty in your eyes. We thank you for that today, Lord. And Matthew 26, it says, this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Praise God. Thank you for the blood today, Lord, and help us. Help us to show our appreciation by telling everybody that we encounter about this great salvation. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us to live our lives in such a way that people will see that there is a God who saves, a God who rescues. Amen. Help us, Father. Help us to teach others about the love that you demonstrated by sending your one and only Son to die on the cross of Calvary for our sins. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that not only were all of our sins forgiven when we repented, but we also received your supernatural ability to forgive others of offenses they've committed toward us. And so, Lord, we thank you to help us to forgive even the small offenses as well as those big offenses, Lord, and even past offenses that we consider unforgivable and that sometimes we hide in our hearts. And Jesus, you said to the Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So we thank you, Lord, that this too is a part of your rescue plan, providing an atmosphere where sinners can repent. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You've given us eternal life. You've given eternal life to those who receive you into their hearts. We thank you that we are assured of living forever in heaven with you, where there is a new earth without sin, without pain, without any suffering. And God, we are forever grateful to you for our loved ones that have gone on to be in your presence. And again this week, Lord, we thank you as you have qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You have rescued us, God. We thank you today for that living hope that we have through the resurrection of Jesus. Thank you for our inheritance of the future glory with Christ. And that includes all the rewards promised to us for eternity. Thank you, Lord, for our inheritance that is described as imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that this earth will pass away. And we thank you, Lord, for the new heaven and the new earth that we have to look forward to. We have an inheritance. We have an inheritance. You have rescued us, Lord, so we thank you, Lord. Thank you to help us, Lord, to be encouraged, to know that you have a special place for us in glory. And we thank you, Father, that this is a part of your rescue plan. Hallelujah. You have your rescue plan is intentional, God, and it's the central theme throughout the whole Bible. And we thank you that not only does it involve saving people from sin, but also restoring this universe. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, the grace that comes with your rescue plan. Thank you, Lord, that we didn't do anything to earn your favor when we were sinners separated from you. And now we ask you to use us to teach others about the undeserved kindness and favor that you have given us. Help us to show your expression and unconditional love and your willingness to forgive and offer your great salvation to all who believe in you. Thank you, Father, that each morning we have a wonderful chance to begin again. If we made mistakes yesterday, and we did, we can start over with a clean slate. Every new day, every hour, and a breath is a chance for us to act better, to display more of the fruit of the Spirit, because your presence is within us. We always have new opportunities to think and to do better. God, you rescue us from danger. Hallelujah. Psalms 37 and 39 says that the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. Thank you, Lord, that when we are in trouble, we can call on your name and you promise to rescue us. Psalms 50, then call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. Amen. And Psalms 91, because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you mean to do this by choice, intentionally, God. You are not waiting like we do for the feeling of love to come. Help us, Lord, to just simply choose to think and act toward you in ways that express and build love. Help us to spend more time in your word, more time listening to you. Help us, God, in our personal time with you to take time to worship you and adore you, God. Hallelujah. Because you have rescued us and are daily, you're keeping us from all kinds of hurt, harm, and danger. Psalms 34, the Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that there is no condemnation to those who love you, to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Psalm 17, I am praying to you because I know you will answer, O God. Bend down and listen as I pray. Show me your unfailing love in wonderful ways. By your mighty power, you rescue those who seek refuge from you from their enemies. So, Lord, we just thank you today for your extraordinary, unfailing love that you give to us every day. And, God, we don't take it lightly, and we don't see it as a common thing or as a small thing, but we see it as an amazing thing, God, your amazing grace. Our faith in your ability and willingness to rescue us from all of our troubles, all of the trials that come our way. It's a wonderful faith. Amen. And sometimes our challenges, they are big, but we know that you are bigger than anything that can come our way. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord rescues them from them all. It says many. Oh God, we thank you. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. Amen. So I just want to leave us with this. Before there was a solar system, there was a planet called Earth and a garden called Eden. Before there was a man named Adam and a woman named Eve, before sin entered the human race, a decision was made in the councils of eternity. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit decided that the Son would come to Earth on a rescue mission. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why the cross is so important to us as Christians. There is power in the message of the cross. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, rescued, it is a power of God. Amen. Praise God for his rescue plan. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done to rescue us and all that you're doing in our midst. And Lord, we thank you for all of those that are on the prayer list who you are now rescuing from their trials, their tribulations. We pray this in all prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. And I will turn it back over to our host, Pastor Lenora.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gail. Hallelujah. He sent his son on a rescue mission. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify God for this morning. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your scriptures and your word. We glorify God. Hallelujah. He is holy this morning. He is wonderful and he is kind. We thank God for his saving grace. Thank God for his healing power. We thank God just for his presence in our life. Hallelujah. We glorify him. He's holy, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but he's holy. He's worthy of some praise. Hallelujah. And he's always worthy of the praise. He's doing stuff on our behalf that we don't have a clue that he's doing. Hallelujah. And for that, we are grateful. If you want to at this time, let's worship the Lord together. Glory to God. We worship you, Jesus. You're holy, God. You're wonderful, God. You're mighty King. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We lift you up, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes, God. We worship you this morning, God. Yes, God. You're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're the mighty one, God. You're the great one of Israel. Hallelujah. Wonderful King. Mighty God. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship this morning. We give him praise. Hallelujah. I want to guide you over to our YouTube channel at 9 o'clock. Go on over there, and Bishop Clark will be ministering from his location. He'll be teaching us the word. I'm inviting you to join him. I'm inviting you to invite your family and friends to join us on our YouTube channel this morning at 9 o'clock. I'm going to turn this portion of the service over to Brother James Wilson. You ready?
Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning my topic is on prison of the mind. And when I think on that topic, prison of the mind, what comes to mind is the idea that any thoughts we have, any beliefs we have, our deepest fears, we're limited on what we can be and what we can accomplish and what we can do. And it starts with the mind, almost if we're in a physical prison. When you're in a physical prison, you don't get any rights. And so being in a prison, having a imprisonment of mind, it kind of puts you in a place of bondage. And we're going to pray against that because We know over in John 8:36, the word reminds us that whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and we want to be free even in our mind. My scripture verse is going to be in Philippians 4. I love the book of Philippians, the 6th to the 8th verse. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will surpass all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate, think on these things. So, dear Lord, we just thank you, Lord. There are some things, my God, that, as some would say, is easier said than done, Lord. Sometimes, Lord God, we, your people, Lord God, we have terrible thoughts. Sometimes we have negative thoughts. Sometimes there are just thoughts that wouldn't necessarily be pleasing that runs through our mind. Sometimes we wonder, Lord, do you see me? Do you hear me? Why am I struggling? Sometimes these things run through our mind. Am I forgiven? Help us to remember, Lord, that you are mighty, Lord. Help us to remember that you are strong and that you love us, Lord, and that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And if any of these things that's going through our mind have us imprisoned and have us, you know, anxious and have our anxiety meter going up, and it's just causing us to be overwhelmed, help us remember what it says in 1 Peter 5:7, where it says, cast all your anxiety, all your cares on him, for he care for us. So help us to remember your word. Set us free, Lord God. Remove all those bad thoughts that torment our mind. Cast the enemy out as the enemy try to take over our mind and keep us in prison. Help us remember over in Isaiah 26, the 3rd verse, it says, you will keep us in perfect peace for those whose mind are steadfast because we trust in you. Help our mind to be stayed on you, Lord God. Help us to meditate on your word day and night, Lord God. Help us to get up in the morning, Lord God, and just thank you and rejoice and get our mind right. Just help us to remember to do those things, because the enemy is out here to attack us in the mind. The enemy is out here to spread deceit, and he's out to contaminate and put out schemes and plots. But help us know, Lord God, that we won't be affected anymore, for we have been washed, Lord God. We have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. And because of that blood, because of the blood that was shed, we are set free. Help us to know, Lord God, that that we have the mind of Christ, because we are King of Kings, Lord God. Our mighty God is a king, and we're a chip off the old block. Help us to know, Lord God, even over in Proverbs 3, the 5th verse, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Help us, Lord God. Help us to remember that the chains have been broken. Help us to remember that your people have been set free. We are not in bondage anymore. Help us to know that. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to just remember, Lord God, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We just thank you, Lord God, for being God all by yourself. You are the I am that I am, Lord God. We thank you that you are mighty, you are holy, Lord God, and you are omnipresent, Lord God. And you can do all things but fail, Lord God. So, Lord God, no more do we have to be bombarded in our mind, Lord God. No more do we have to be in a state of imprisonment, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you have given us free will and free choice, Lord God, to serve you, Lord God, just to fall upon our knees and serve you. That's all you ask, Lord God. You ask for us to serve you, and Lord God, serve you with our whole heart, Lord God, and our whole mind, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. I'm reminded over in Romans 8:6, where it says, the mind governed by the flesh is death, But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. So we just thank you, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us into all truth. We just thank you that we will not be led by our own motives. We will not be led by our own thoughts, deeds, and actions. But we will seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We will seek you first. We will be concerned about our Father's business. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we won't be doing this by ourselves. We won't think too high of ourselves, Lord God. We will exalt you and give you the praise, glory, and honor because we can't do this by ourselves, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that if you helped us out in that other situation yesterday, Lord God, you're helping us right now. You're going to be there with us, Lord God, in the future, Lord God, because you have not forsaken us, Lord God. Oh, my God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, even over in Psalms 139, where the scripture tells us, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. That's talking about the mind. So, Lord God, search us right now, Lord God. Search us, Lord God. There's something right now, Lord God, that we're thinking about, Lord God, and we're being anxious over it. But you want us to cast our cares upon you. You want us to let you have that because you don't want us to be anxious, Lord God. You don't want us, Lord God, to be overthinking it, Lord God. Oh, my God. God, my God, let us, Lord God, just draw closer to you. Your word says that if we draw closer to you, you will draw closer to us, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you. I know this world, Lord God, will have us, Lord God, confused and mixed up, Lord God. But Romans 12:2 reminds us that do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that's what we pray, Lord God, on this day. Renew our mind, Lord God. Transform us, Lord God. Transform us, Lord God. Transform us, Lord God. Some of us, Lord God, on a daily basis, some of us, we have to even repent, Lord God, for knowing better, Lord God, and not doing better, Lord God. So we repent. Repenting is doing an about face, having a change of mind, having a change of heart, going, turning around, Lord God. So if we even right now, Lord God, with our hands up, Lord God, saying, Lord God, we repent, Lord God, for not, Lord God, coming to you first, Lord God, for not giving it to you, Lord God. We all struggle with that. We failed in that sometimes, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that you're a forgiving God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can speak it, Lord God. We can talk to you, Lord God. We can push this up to you, Lord God, and you're right there with your hands open, Lord God. I said, there go my son. There go my daughter, Lord God. There you go. Talk to me. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you need. I know we're in the holiday season, and you know how we see some kids go out to see Santa Claus, sit on my lap, and tell me what you want. But we got a God who sits up on high and looks down low where we can tell him what we want. Oh, we can tell him what we need, and we just think. Thank you, Lord God, that whatever we need, Lord God, you will be there to the, you said, ask and it shall be given, Lord God. So we thank you that we can speak to you, Lord God, openly from the heart, because after all, you know our heart, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. You created us, Lord God. You're our Abba Father, and we love you. We thank you that we can speak to you. We can moan to you. We can pray to you. We can cry to you. We can sing to you. We can do all those things, Lord God, and it concerns you. You care for us, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, that we don't have to, Lord God, have bondage in the mind. We don't have to be in prison, Lord God, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you that we can study your word, Lord God, and come into the church and listen to our pastors and our bishops and our leaders, Lord God, so we can be edified, Lord God, so we can be mature Christians, so we can be able to minister in our location, so that we can be able to go into the world, go into the highways and byways, and seek and save those which are lost. Oh, Lord God, that it won't be just about us, Lord God, but it'll be about what we can do to serve. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. If we get the mind right, we get the mind right. We get out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we just thank you, Lord God. We can get the mind right so our heart can be right so we can speak those things that are not as though they are. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We love you on today, Lord God. We love you. No more bondage. No more bondage in the mind. No more bondage. The chains have been broken. The chains have been broken. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And Lord God, we love you. We thank you for it. We thank you for it that we know whose we are and who we are in Christ Jesus. So we declare and decree the mind of Christ on today. We put it on. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We put on the helmet of salvation. We cover our mind. We protect our mind. And we just thank you. We love you. And we count it done. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And at this time, I will turn you back over to our host, Pastor Lenora.
Amen. Thank you, Brother James. Hallelujah. The prison of the mind. You know, your mind is a powerful tool. Your mind leads your body. The way a man thinketh, so is he. And so your mind is so powerful. Make sure your mind is stayed on Christ. Whose mind is stayed on Christ, he will keep you in perfect peace. Make sure, hallelujah, your mind is leading you the right way, meaning to Christ. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy come in and sift your mind as wheat. Hallelujah. So make sure your mind is not a prison. Make sure you're free to think and to do and to be who God is making you to be. Hallelujah. Again, thank you, Brother James, for that prayer. We glorify God. Hey, it's right around 9 o'clock this morning. Bishop Clark will be live on our YouTube channel for Daily Bread. I encourage you all to go over there and get your word for today. And before you go, there's a little time. You can go to our website, ekcministries.org, upload your prayer requests so we can pray specifically for you. We have people on our prayer list that we're praying for. We're praying for Brother Serge, Brother Bernard, Sister Mercedes. We're praying for all the bereaved family, Sister Cynthia, Sister Brother Andre, Karima Ward, Michael Alexander. Timothy Williamson is out of ICU. That's a testimony. We're praying for Sister Pat. We're praying for Sister Rachel, Pastor Terry Buckner, Jonathan Irvin, Sheila Seitz. We're praying for all those in the Rehabilitation Center and our African church. So make sure if you hear somebody's name that settles in your spirit, make sure you call their name out in prayer because we're constantly praying for those that are on our prayer list. So go to our website, EKC Ministries, and put your name on there. Also, make sure you sow your seed. You can sow your seed at ekcministries.org, or you can go to our Cash App, Bishop Eric Clark. That is Bishop Eric Clark. All right, it's time for our Daily Bread. I'm getting my word. I don't know about you. I'm going right now and get my word. God bless you and have
Hallelujah.
A lovely, lovely, lovely day.